Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 community. Thank you once again for waking up with Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, coming to you live from the drumbeat of Los Angeles, the KBLA Talk 1580 studios in Leimert Park. We're here with you every Saturday morning, and on Urban Family Focus, our goal is to make sure that you catch the worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to better understand the issue or condition. The opportunity to hear and share real-life stories. The resources to help improve the situation. And the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. We want to thank you in advance for telling everybody you know about KBLA Talk 1580, the only black-owned and operated progressive talk station west of the Mississippi. We also want to remind everybody to download the KBLA 1580 app, where you can listen to us anytime and anywhere. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580. If it impacts our community, we talk to each other about it, we speak for each other on it, and we support each other through it. As always, we're rolling with Engineer Odell this morning. How you doing this morning, Brother Odell?
Oh, I'm good. I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. Good to see you, brother, as always. Our producer extraordinaire, Miss Loretta Shelby, is not with us today. She's basking in the sunshine in Palm Springs for the weekend. On Urban Family Focus, we put a special emphasis on subjects that aren't talked about enough in the urban family and not talked about enough in the community. Those subjects are addiction, mental illness, along with health and wellness, financial literacy, conflict resolution, grief. If it impacts the urban family, we bring attention to it. We provide resources and answers to the questions about it. What we try to do here every Saturday morning, and not what we try to do, what we do every Saturday morning, we bring qualified, certified experts that offer their knowledge, tools, and coping skills that are needed for individuals and families to live their best life. Today's discussion deals with the trauma and drama families in our community face and how we can get through it and get help for it. You know, I know it's been talked about a lot, but I have to mention what's been going on in our judicial system today. Yesterday was a very traumatic experience for yours truly. And I'm glad today that we have a psychologist as our guest, because I'm going to need her to help me get through this little drama that I experienced yesterday. Our guest today is Dr. Lauren M. Hill, a licensed clinical psychologist who has a private practice, and she's also a certified autism specialist. Dr. Hill has over two decades of experience in the field of mental health. She is a cultural evaluator, and her areas of interest include history and systems of psychology and trauma. Dr. Hill is the principal of Acclivity, a consultancy that advises clients in the areas of executive coaching, psychoeducation, organizational program management, and evaluation. Her academic achievements are too vast to mention, but let's just say she's a bad sister who's qualified and certified to help us through the challenges of life. She's passionate about helping our community. She lives and works in this community. Dr. Hill, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you so much for having me.
Together as family, and give thanks for all the great things God has done for them. And, you know, that's the mode I was in. And all of a sudden, it changed. And I couldn't understand what I was feeling or why I was feeling it. And I started thinking about all the things that impacted me growing up in this country and some of the things I had experienced. And I asked myself the question, is this ever going to change? Are we going to be dealing with this forever? When is it going to change? When are we going to get a break, if you will? You know, we got folks that can walk around the street with a rifle strapped over. And if a brother, if they even think we got a weapon, we're dead in the street. It just hit me so hard, I didn't know what to do. So I'm hoping that you're going to be able to help me through this morning. I know we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to touch on a lot of topics, and we're going to try to help as many people as we can. But I hope you can help me. This is KBLA Talk 1580, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. And when we come forward, Dr. Lauren Hill is going to help a brother through his situation.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Credit. Credit. 40% of Americans have very poor or just fair credit. FICO scores under 669 affect your interest rates. Some credit scores are so low, it sadly doesn't allow you to make any purchases at all. Excel Credit Corps is changing lives by improving credit scores in our community. Call 1-888-703-9235. Excel Credit Corps is your credit repair partner. Negative credit scores deliver anxiety and embarrassment of being denied for loans, apartment rentals, higher auto insurance rates, and more. Call Ty Warren at Excel Credit Corps, 1-888-703-9235. That's 1-888-703-9235. Excel Credit Corps' mission is to change your life by raising your credit score guaranteed. Call 1-888-703-9235 or log on to excellcreditcorp.com.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
With Early Paycheck, you can get your direct deposit up to 2 days earlier. That's another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision ever. Even easier than deciding to open the biggest birthday gift first.
Happy birthday to you.
Which one are you going to open first?
The pony!
Yep, even easier than that. Plus, with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is banking with Capital One even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. No fees or minimums on new consumer accounts. Capital One and a member FDIC.
This is Ice-T.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide.
Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-HHC.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
I wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We're having a conversation today with Dr. Lauren Hill, who is a clinical psychologist. And we were talking a little bit about my personal experience that I had yesterday. And I wanted to share with Dr. Hill because I really, really need some counseling this morning. As I was saying, you know, as I was preparing my Thanksgiving message and had an attitude of peace and love and fellowship and understanding, you know, and then I realized that, you know, we, during this time of year, during this holiday season, you know, that's when people of all races and religions, you know, acknowledge the best of humanity. You know, we all have what I like to call an attitude of gratitude. But when my phone started blowing up and people started talking about this verdict from Ms. Rittenhouse, I don't know what came over me. I started shaking and wondering, you know, what are we going to do? You know, what does this really mean? What signal is this sending to the population of these United States of America? And I started thinking, I said, now this country was founded on some principles, so they say, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, freedom of religion, and, you know, they wanted to get away from the dictatorship of the old style of doing business, so they came up with this liberated attitude where people had freedom to speak and make choices and all of these kinds of things. Now, and I'm not naive. I understand that we were not included in that. And then I started thinking, what really is the foundation of this country? And you know, preachers ain't supposed to have these kind of thoughts. I just want you to know. And I said, if you think about it, what the country was really founded on was guns, gambling, whiskey, slavery, which result in this systemic racism that we all face. And then I remembered a book that someone turned me on to and that a young lady wrote. Her name was Jacqueline Ballatore. And she talked about this book was called The Birth of a White Nation. And what she was making three key points, but basically what she was saying that when this country was founded and when the indentured servitude and slavery started in this country, there was no such thing as a white person. There were people from England, people from Scotland, people from all the different places, and they had sent their poor and downtrodden over here to work as indentured servants, and they worked side by side with the slaves in the fields, and they had a little community because they were all at the bottom looking up to the people on the top. And then one day, this community got together, and there was something back in the late 1600s that they called Beacon's Revolt or Beacon's Revolution. And it was kind of like the first union got started. These poor people got together and said, you know, enough is enough. We're not taking this no more. So to make a long story short, to squelch it, those people in power, the government of these United States, as much as it was at that time, decided they needed to do something to separate this balance of power. So they came up with the term, according to Dr. Ballatore, they came up with the term white people. And they legislated that white people had certain rights and privileges. They could own land, they could do all these things where the black slaves could not. So here you have these poor people working in the fields together, socializing with each other, even interracially marrying, and all this stuff is going on. But when they said, if you white, not German, not British, not French, but if you white, you can own land, you have the right to vote, you have all these rights and privileges that these other people don't have. Now, if it's me and I'm white and I'm working next to you, you're my boy. But now that I can get a house and you can't, I'm going to get my house. I'm going to take. So this is where this thing started from. This is where it was perpetuated from the very beginning. So I started thinking to myself, that verdict is a symbol that there's a millions of people in this country who want to that attitude to exist, persist, if not return even stronger than it was before. So I think that's why this verdict upset me. I think that's why I started shaking. I think that's why I started having thoughts about what's going to happen the next time we have a big march. You know, I remember the marches when I was a kid and the dogs getting sicked on you and things. But now we're in a situation where the peaceful protests can turn into a murder scene. Because we as a country are going to allow young teenagers who are not supposed to have a weapon in the first place to walk up and down the street with a rifle across your shoulder, have casual conversations with the police, by the way. And here is what happens in the end. So, Dr. Hill, needless to say, I was messed up. And I'm not one of them preachers who are anti-guns. I believe everybody can protect themselves. As a matter of fact, I think that's why I was shaking, because I started thinking about some of the stuff that I have in my house. I said, do I need to take it with me, or do I just need to pray for these folks? Help me through this, Dr. Lauren. I'm messed up. Fixer brother.
Okay. Wow. So what I am by training and profession is a licensed clinical psychologist, Reverend. But who I am in my core is a cultural evaluator. I would be a, you know, maybe an anthropologist or a sociologist if I had been left a trust fund and could just go traipsing across the world, mm-hmm. finding out about people. And what I appreciate about your story that you have just conveyed to us is that it encompasses history. So what happened this week, yesterday, what happened the day before with the exoneration, what has happened over time, and why you ended up feeling so shook, right? Is that this is not just a one-off. This is something that people of color experience at the cellular level. Trauma does not just, you know, it happens, right? It's your proximity to it. And because we have experienced it over a long period of time, predating coming to the Americas, we have a intimate relationship with mm-hmm. trauma. And the trauma scale, I think, has gone up if we keep it in context over the past maybe 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
So there have been repeated incidences where, I'm just going to say, post-Obama, mm-hmm. where everybody was feeling like, oh, you know, this is we've arrived,
yes.
or this is mm-hmm. our time.
Problem
well,
solved.
Yeah, no. It doesn't quite happen that way.
Right.
And those of us who have studied history and know that these backlashes occur, mm-hmm. and there's various theoretical supports for these, that there was just a matter of time before stuff was going to blow up, right? So as we continue to experience these seemingly personal assaults, because we're in California, we're not there. You know, those of us who are local weren't there at that incident, but we saw it on TV, we saw it on social media, we repeatedly experienced the trauma of watching it, very much like what happened on 9/11, right? We saw it. But that was pre the type of social media that we have now. So seeing all of these incidences repeatedly they're very wounding. So when you had that physical reaction, I would say it was natural. And so what I would recommend as we move towards, okay, so we have the context for what happened, we have the result, those of us who like to remain hopeful and optimistic think that one day we're going to get a W, right? And frankly, there were people in sort of three camps with this specific incident with the trial. One who were like, if you think that he's going to be convicted, something is wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the ones that were like, no, really, everything points to him being convicted.
Mm-hmm.
And then the others were sort of like, well, it could go either way, right? So I think the more committed you were to the outcome, probably the more visceral the reaction.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because to be honest with you, I wasn't focused on this case. I wasn't committed to the outcome. I would probably be in that first category where whenever there's a trial that involves this type of thing, in particular if it affects Black people, I'm usually pessimistic. I'm usually like, I don't know. I don't think it's going to come down the way I want it to come down, because history hasn't proven that out. We've had a few minor wins of late. So I wasn't disappointed in the result. It was the symbolism of the result.
Absolutely.
That shook me up. And I'm thinking, you know, wait a minute. You
right.
know, and as you said, I mean, my job that I've chosen for my life's work is to see God in everybody.
Right.
To find that special something in you that I can identify and appreciate. So it doesn't matter how you treat me. It doesn't matter what you say, what you do, and how, you know, how much disrespect you show me. If I can look beyond that and see the presence in you and identify, because we all came from the same creator, so I know there's something special in you. Whether you cursing me out or giving me a therapy session, I know there's something special in you. So that's what I consider my job to be, is to find the best in everyone. But for a brief moment yesterday, I couldn't find the best in myself.
So that would be called welcome to being a human being.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So your profession, your calling, you're trained as a pastor. My profession, my calling is in the helps area. And I have worked one-on-one with populations that people would call deviant or have disdain for. And in order to sit in the room with them and be able to provide them with some assistance, I too have to see the humanity in them. Otherwise, I would be running out of the room, you know, never to return again. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I don't have feelings. That doesn't mean you don't have feelings. It doesn't mean that you aren't going to have a reaction. And so there was, I had a client who, after someone was elected, they were in shock and were like, are you kidding? He was elected to office. And I was like, yeah, it could happen. And they told me that they were crying, that they were so hurt, because to them, it represented a dislike of everybody else, right? And they thought about what's going to happen in the future. How are these policies going to impact me? And so we worked through that. And part of what we should learn to do is to talk about these things so that you don't feel isolated, like you're the only one. As you mentioned, you know, you had this reaction and you were in the flow of Thanksgiving, the holiday, and I'm the pastor. And if I'm feeling like this and you are honest and open and vulnerable about your feelings, then other people can say, wow, okay, this is affirming.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned that person getting elected, and I think it's legal for us to say his name. but I had a neighbor. You know, my neighbors had been neighbors for several years, and it was an interracial couple. And the sister told me, she said, if he gets elected, I'm moving. And I thought she was kidding. I said, she's just venting. When Trump got elected, her family, they moved to Denmark. She literally pulled up stakes and moved out of the country. And, you know, just the other day, I hope she was kidding, but I heard the words come out of my wife's mouth. We need to leave.
Well, that is great. And I think that part of the reason why I didn't say who it was because that could be anyone.
It could be.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so that is somebody who we really think about. But we have to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we have to know what our limits are, what we can tolerate, how much we can consume, how much we can take. So if her mental health was, you know what, I'm packing my bag and we getting ready to get on a plane, then good for her. Good for her. But what I can say is that as bad as the U.S. is, it's okay with me.
Well, we can't complain about some of the things that we're able to experience here in these United States of America. So I'm not moving. I'm going to stay right here. But, you know, what I do want, I know that there are some people listening who have a comment about what we're talking about or haven't had an experience. And I'm going to invite everybody to give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's the KVLA Talk Power Line, 800-920-1580. 1580. And when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Lauren Hill. We're going to work through Reverend Gerald's problems and some of your problems and make sure that we can move through into this holiday season feeling the way we're supposed to, enjoying time with our families and friends. So, you know, that's what I want to get to, and that's where we should all be and what we should all be thinking about. So stay with us. In a minute, we'll continue this conversation with Dr. Lauren Hill on KVLA Talk 1580.
More of KVLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Police say three people have been shot at a shopping center in Durham, North Carolina. One of the people shot, reportedly a 10-year-old who was hit with a bullet that ricocheted. One person has been taken into custody. The former Montgomery County Police Department chief who became the face of the D.C. sniper attacks is dead at 68. Charles Moose died yesterday, according to a department Facebook post. He served as the county's police chief from 1999 until 2002. We now know why LeBron James had two fans ejected from their courtside seats. In the game between the Lakers and Pacers, multiple fans who were at the game have taken to social media to say the pair were shouting they hope LeBron's oldest son died in a car wreck. Some fans also say the arena staff asked the two to calm down a few times, but that's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
One in six kids could face hunger due to the coronavirus. This September, visit your local Jack in the Box to help end childhood hunger. Donate $1 to No Kid Hungry and get a free small curly fry with any menu purchase.
This is a rather bold pronouncement, but we think we can back it up.
Back it up.
Better believe it, bro.
If you come across a radio frequency anywhere putting more variety and more diversity on the air than KBLA Talk 1580, we sure would like to hear about your discovery.
You got to have vision.
You can search. We are confident that you won't find more shows covering more topics hosted by a more diverse and inclusive lineup of talkers than the squad we have assembled here at KBLA Talk 1580.
This is the time, brothers. This is the time.
We've got something for everybody.
That's right.
Health and healing, history and humor, issues and events, empowerment and entertainment, all in one station.
What's really going on?
Free enterprise, you dig?
KBLA Talk 1580.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot to talk about.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Over 30,000 hours of volunteerism in person with our kids in our communities. Over $887,000 in scholarships awarded to our youth for four-year universities. Committed Black men from the community supporting the community. This is the Bridge Builders Foundation. The Bridge Builders Foundation seeks to remove the barriers of race, poverty, ignorance, and despair through mentoring, educational support, healthcare awareness, and community uplift. Simply put, we ensure our kids are set up to succeed and thrive in today's competitive world. We mentor, we provide scholarships, we go in the classroom so our kids can see someone who looks like them. But we can't do it without your help. Go to bridgebuildersla.org and donate today. Giving Tuesday is almost here, and there's no better organization to support. No donation is too small. $5, even $2 can make a difference in someone's life. That's bridgebuildersla.org. The cost of a latte can change a life. bridgebuildersla.org.
Kings and queens, what if I told you financial independence was right at your fingertips, huh? You can create a legacy for your children. The freedom to be your own boss doesn't have to be a dream anymore. Listen up. You could own your own franchise with zero out-of-pocket costs, no capital investment, paid training with benefits, and even free meals while you work. If you've ever dreamt of owning your own business, this is for you. Every Table is a local restaurant business that provides fresh and healthy menu items at affordable prices. There's one right across the street in the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza, and the food is delicious. They're accepting applications right now. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Visit everytable.com/university to learn more or email franchise@everytable.com. You could literally own your own Every Table franchise. It's not too good to be true. Email franchise@everytable.com and jumpstart your dream now. In fact, DM me as soon as you send the email. You might get a feature on my show Middays with Danny Morrison for Small Business Monday. But you gotta make the first move. Don't you sleep on this. Start your future now and email franchise at everytable.com. Achieve financial independence and become a part of the KBLA family at the same time. Let's go. Holla, holla.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, then get ready to pay up. The IRS has private collection agencies actively tracking down folks who owe the IRS. So if you think dodging them was stressful in the past, it's not going to get any easier. Optima Tax Relief has this advice. Don't wait. Solve your tax problems now before it's too late. Optima works to help stop demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS collection agencies from targeting you. Ask about the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. And nobody knows this program better than Optima. They're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and they get results, having resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get a fresh start. Call today for your free consultation.
Call 800-919-9077. 800-919-9077. 800-919-9077.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, the life coach, and we're here today having a conversation with Dr. Lauren Hill, who is a clinical psychologist. But before we continue our conversation with Dr. Hill, I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African-American and other minorities by ensuring our communities have access to careers and living wages, opportunities to start and grow their businesses, and a clear pathway to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League and all their programs and services, log on to laul.org. That's laul.org. Dr. Hill, before we took our pause, you mentioned something that brought another thought to my mind. I'm working. I'm almost there. You got me almost where I need to be, but I'm still holding on to a couple of things. You mentioned the fact that you did not call our former president's name because it could apply to anyone. And it made me think about the comment that our current president made about this trial. And his comment was, I don't necessarily agree. However, the justice system works for who?
Just us.
And I thought about that, and then and again I try to stay positive. I try to go forward, and as you mentioned, the United States of America is a great place to live. I mean, and the government that we have in place today is far better than the one we had a year ago. There's no question about that. But it made me think back to, you know, was it Joe Biden, that guy that came up with that criminal bill that put a whole lot of brothers in prison for a long time for a little rock of cocaine in their pocket, where you had other folk with trunks full of cocaine getting probation? You know, wasn't that the same guy? You know, wasn't that the same guy that was against school busing and integration of schools? You know, it brought all that back up. And I, you know, forgive and forget. President got a sister running mate. I'm on board, you know, but your statement just brought, you know, you're working. You get me there. I'm cleansing because you're bringing it up. You know, it brought up another one for me.
Reverend Gerald,
Brother Odell, what you got something to say about
didn't
that?
Didn't he call
black men super predators?
Yes, you're absolutely right. He did.
Look at the case that just happened. Who's the real super predator?
Right, right. But he sounded kind of like the judge, right? You can call him this, but you can't call him that. So Dr. Hill, you with me? You got me? You moving me to? Before we leave here today, I'm going to be healed. I know you're going to lay hands on me. But you understand why these things keep coming up? Why? Why do they keep coming up in my mind?
Because we perceive them as repeated assaults, right? Injustices and terms, right? Super predator, can't be called a victim. All of these things are buzzwords and they hurt, right? So I think that if we go back to my earlier statement of welcome to being a human being, right. We all have feelings. Well, most of us do. There's a small percentage, but I won't go into that right now. And so these things impact us all the time. And how we adjust to them or cope with them is what we need to be thinking about. So there's several strategies, right? And when we think about the criminal justice system or the justice system, I jokingly said it's just us because oftentimes just us are the ones who are writing the laws. And one of the things that I think has been great about the protest and the uprisings is that people have moved to activism, right? So there were a number of people elected in this most recent election that wouldn't have been had there not been activism.
Absolutely.
So changes happen and in measured paces. And we sometimes see what's happening in the immediacy, but we have to step back to look at the long view, right? And how many wins there were. And so, again, as we mentioned earlier this week, there was an exoneration that happened 50 plus years too late.
Right.
But that became quickly overshadowed by this current verdict, right?
Exactly.
So, thinking about your mental health and your wellness and how to address some of these things, there's many strategies. One, talking to your friends and family, going to a professional, seeking wise counsel, and how can I be an activist? So people will talk about jury duty and how they want to get out of it all the time.
Right.
And when I was teaching, because, you know, I was a department chair and have been in academia for over 25 years, I would always...
You mentioned that the exoneration, then we have these issues, and, you know, we're on a roller coaster here. We're going back and forth, but needless to say, we are making progress. And you've helped me. I think I'm okay. So what I'd like to do is transition into the happy time, which is this is the holiday season. This is Thanksgiving. This is Christmas is coming. There are a lot of major holidays celebrated by a lot of religions during this time of the year. And it's a time of fellowship and coming together. But it also can be a time of challenge for some people. So can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that people face during the holidays and how they can cope with them?
Absolutely. We are moving into the winter season. So there's a number of things that happen during that time. And some of them are celebratory. But there's the side of it that has to do with depression. There are people who don't have family or feel lonely or feel isolated, or maybe something traumatic happened during the holiday season. So for them, it's an anniversary that's very painful. And while we're hearing the commercials and seeing the things on TV and people are putting out their holiday celebration things, we want to be mindful to really check in with people so that we make sure our neighbors are okay, make sure our family is okay, make sure our community is okay, because this can be one of the most painful times of the year for some people.
You know, we come together as family, we celebrate, we exchange gifts, we reflect on the wins of the year and try to realize that the losses were there just to teach us something, make us better people, bring attention to a matter. So I believe that everything that happens, there's a positive to it in some place, even though I myself have a hard time finding it sometimes. But when you talk about families and trauma and the holidays and how it brings sadness to certain people, those are things that we want to kind of dissect a little bit and get into. So when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Lauren Hill, clinical psychologist. You're listening to Urban Family Focus. This is KBLA Talk 1580, where we have a lot to talk about.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Did you hear about the Inglewood versus Morningside football game on October 29th? I'm here to tell you all about it. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. The league, the community, and the school district have all blasted Inglewood football coach Milvon James for leading his team to a 106-0 victory over Morningside. The critique of this game has varied, but the general consensus is that this time, attaining excellence proved to be too much. Education authorities feel that James and Inglewood High were too focused on winning and did not exhibit compassion or sportsmanship. CIF also stepped in, emphasizing the expectation of good sportsmanship from coaches, players, officials, administrators, and students. Talk to us at KBLA 1580 on all social media platforms.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
With Early Paycheck, you can get your direct deposit up to 2 days earlier. That's another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision ever. Even easier than deciding to open the biggest birthday gift first.
Happy birthday to you.
Which one are you going to open first?
The pony!
Yep, even easier than that. Plus, with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is banking with Capital One even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. No fees or minimums on new consumer accounts. Capital One and a member FDIC.
This is Ice-T.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide.
Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-aging machines.
Welcome back. We are rooting for everybody black. KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We're here with clinical psychologist Dr. Lauren Hill, and we have a couple of callers on the line. We want to get to them. First caller is John. John on line one. You're on Urban Family Focus.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Reverend Gerald.
Uh-oh, I know this voice. Go ahead.
I'm enjoying very much the conversation that you're having with the doctor. And one of the things that I'm concerned about, and I know you and I have had many conversations as it relates to that, is the constant bombardment that the black community and all of us have to experience with disappointing experiences as it relates to our criminal justice system, whether it's the police shooting our folks, whether it's the trials that go on, like you have spoken about, that sends shivers up and down our spine in disappointment. We are in the middle now of another trial that has potential, the potential of having a very negative impact on the black community, depending on the outcome of the verdict of those three men in Atlanta, Georgia. One of the things I'm interested in is, what can you do and what can I do to better prepare ourselves for what might be coming so that it doesn't continue to have such a negative impact on us? And for many of us who can manage the stress of these things better than some, what can we do to help others so that we can keep our mental strength intact when we are constantly bombarded with disappointment? So while we're hopeful that these men will be found guilty for the killing of this man who was merely jogging, we know that there's a possibility that it might not happen. So is there anything from the doctor and yourself that we might do to prepare ourselves and others for what might be coming down?
John, thank you so much for that question. Dr. Hill, real quick, we've got a short period of time for your answer, but if you could just address what John had to say real quickly.
So one of the things that I would recommend for protection for your mental health and wellness is disconnect. You don't have to watch the whole trial. You don't have to scroll through social media. Take a break. Step back from it. The outcome will be the outcome, but the bombardment is because, you know, there's a lot on TV. There's a lot to get eyeballs on the screen. So just be okay with stepping back and disconnecting.
Thank you, Dr. Hill. We have one more caller. Fred, you're on line two. Real quick, Fred, we got a short period of time, but I want to hear. I understand you got an issue with me. Let me hear it, Fred.
Yeah, I absolutely do have an issue with you. I think that what you're saying, and the doctor too, is completely incorrect and dishonest. I'll just say two quick comments on this. If you can, I don't believe you can say it. I happen to be white. I have many, many black friends and many Latino friends. My wife is half Latina, so I have many more Latino friends. Not a single one of them agrees with what your position is. Biden has not made life in this country better for anybody. Okay? There's not one thing he's touched that he hasn't ruined. The same with Kamala. The proof of that is the popularity rating that they have in this country. Now, anyone can argue with, say whatever they want, but the facts are the facts. It's sad what you're doing, because you're twisting many people's minds with the illogical comments you make, the illogical arguments you make. They're just not logical.
Fred, I hear you, Fred, and you may have misheard me, but I was not jumping on the Biden bandwagon. As a matter of fact, my comments were critical of Mr. Biden. But I understand where you're coming from, and I want to thank you for calling in and keeping me in check. When we come forward, we're going to continue this conversation, or close out our conversation, I should say, with Dr. Lauren Hill. I see we have one other caller. We will try to get you in the next segment. So you're listening to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach. When we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Lauren Hill.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about. Talk about.
Nothing refreshes like A&W root beer. So good.
Just right.
Let's have some tonight.
A&W
root beer.
KBLA Talk 1580. Speak out and be heard. Be heard.
Hello, KBLA listeners. This is Dr. Bill from Adenti Dental Med Spa. We are located at 5830 Overhill Drive, Suite Number 1, Windsor Hills, California. Medenti Dental Med Spa is an establishment where your dental treatment is completed in a spa-like setting. Some of our services include veneers, dentures, implants, as well as emergency dental services such as extractions. Thank you, KBLA. Partnering with the station is the best thing I've done for my practice. to improve our brand awareness and provide customer awareness of our location. Ilya Daly, with his marketing and branding expertise, has set our practice in position for success. He is easy to work with and very passionate about the business of driving sales and customers to your business.
Black voices, they matter here.
To increase your market share and benefit from advertising on KBLA 1580, log on to KBLA1580.com and click on Advertise with KBLA at the top of our site and submit your information.
We are opening doors and breaking down barriers.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got you covered.
And we've got a lot to talk about.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We are about to conclude our conversation with Dr. Lauren Hill. She's been helping us through the holidays and helping us through some of our issues. I want to give Leroy a chance to make his comment. Leroy, we got 1 minute for you. I'll take that back, Leroy. We got 30 seconds for you. Give me your comment. You're on Urban Family Focus.
All right, Greeny, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
All right, great. Wonderful conversation. Thank you very much. I just wanted to know, what do you believe the psychological impact of worshiping your oppressors and celebrating their holidays is? And why are Black preachers afraid of Marcus Garvey from 1970 to 2020? Too much to answer, but thank you for your time.
I like that question, Leroy. And one of the things I will say to you, we're going to have to talk about that on another show, but I will tell you this. A lot of the holidays that we celebrate that have been claimed by European culture and presented by European culture, those individuals that we pay homage to and that we celebrate during this time of year, most of them had a brown tone to their skin. So the holidays have been flipped around and shifted and called different things and celebrated at different times. But just remember, we are the original. And therefore, most things that started somewhere with us. Dr. Hill, we want to thank you for taking time to be with us this morning. And we only have a few minutes left, but I wanted you to let everybody know a little bit more about your private practice, Acclivity. Can you tell us where you are, how to get in touch with you, and those kinds of things? Because I know there's somebody out there that can benefit from your knowledge and expertise.
We're located locally. We're here in the Baldwin Hills area. And the best way to get in touch with me would be to go to psychologytoday.com and type in the zip code 9008, or you can type in my name, Loren M. Hill.
Loren, and I've been calling you Lauren for the last hour, and you did not correct me. I am so sorry. Dr. Loren Hill, clinical psychologist who's been with us today. You know, this has been an enlightening conversation. I'm glad that we had some callers come in with some great comments. I'm sorry the gentleman misunderstood, but I think he made his point that the current administration and the last administration all have faults, and we need to look at the best we can get out of people, because politicians are going to be politicians. So that's what they do. That's who they are. But I want to thank you for being with us today. I'm Reverend Gerald, and I want to thank all of you for staying with us on Urban Family Focus. Next week, our guest will be Rhonda Kuykendall, and she's going to talk about the wellness uprising and a holistic approach to health and wellness. I'm Reverend Gerald, and this is Urban Family Focus on KBLA Talk 1580. Stay tuned for Black Lives Matter. And I know that's going to be a hot show today.
KBLA 1587.